Today's message is for the birds. Why talk about birds? My mother thinks she is a bird and is 95. Please don't argue with her. She always wanted to sing like a bird, and who doesn't want to fly like a bird? She thinks we should appreciate them for how they contribute to our community and conversations. You can't even cross the street without one of them chirping for your safety. When you go to the dentist, they use a bird's anatomy to diagnose what's going on in your mouth. They take bite wing x-rays. And my friends have a cuckoo clock in their entryway. My mother has such a penchant for birds, she even changed her name to Roberta. It all started many years ago with this story that she told me. The dog and the cat were romping about as I came home from work late one day. The sliding glass door was left open a twit, so they could go freely out some and play. A bird had flown in and was up on the shelf, avoiding the noise that was brought to himself. The bird was so rattled and frantically stressed, I showed him the way out and gave him my best. But the bird could not get my intent to proceed and deliver its freedom by following my lead. How could I speak gently to this dear little bird? I might just have to be one in order to be heard. Well, that is what started the whole thing. She flew off immediately to bird communication training in Italy and started with the partridge in a pear tree. It turns out that partridges run around on the ground. They are not pear tree inhabitants, but he wanted her up there with him so she could get a bird's eye view. After several months of intense study developing her bird brain, he sent her off to Paris, where she studied with the two turtle doves. She also learned French, the language of lovebirds. This set her up for the next training with the three French hens that taught her faith, hope, and love. She knew that because she loved birds and had faith, she could learn how to communicate with them, and that gave her a lot of hope. Her next level was with the four calling birds in London. It was there she met my father. She knew he was very likely the one because his name was J. Robbins. That cinched it. Every time they were together, she could hear how a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. Soon afterward, he asked her to marry and gave her 5 golden rings. Returning to America, they settled in upstate New York on a farm. It was old MacDonald's farm. There my mother continued her bird studies with the 6 geese a-laying. This motivated her to start a family. I was the first. She claimed I was delivered by a stork. As the other 5 children came along, I kept looking for the stork, but she claimed my timing was always just a bit off. She named us all after birds. I was Thracia, and then came Swallona, Finchera, and Canera as my sisters. Our 2 brothers were Rustero and Falconio. My mother was such a wise old owl, even in her young years. She would bird dog opportunities for us to spread our wings and fly, knowing full well we would all fly in different directions. As we found our own birds of a feather in order to flock together. As the children flew the coop, my parents became empty nesters. In order to help my father avoid becoming henpecked, She got back into pharmacy, specializing in weight loss. Her diet of choice was to eat like a bird. Then, once people started losing weight, they developed bottom of the birdcage breath, and she could help them with that as well, thus killing two birds with one stone. Working nights was her favorite, because that way she got every day off, and we would all get together again and took ballet at the Swan Lake School of Toes. All six of us children and she were choreographed in a production called The Seven Swans A-Swimming. This was such a hit that we decided to create our own song, dance, and theater company called Foul Play. That went on for several years until we were bought out by the Von Trapp family singers. Under the new management, we felt a bit caged in, and that ended everything, including this story. Today, every time I see a bird, I am so inspired by the life and wisdom of my mother. She has a way of creating and celebrating each day. As I ask you now, how are you inspired to celebrate your life before it flies by?